Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Orlando at the StarNet meeting, and I'm with Daryl Harris, the CEO of Express Global Systems. Daryl, how you doing?
Doing well today, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with me. Real quick background so our listeners know who we're talking to. Express Global Systems is an LTL trucking firm that's based in Chattanooga, and you specialize in delivering floor covering all over the U.S., right?
That is correct. So we're a nationwide provider of transportation. We have 33 facilities across the nation, but we're really focused and specializing in the transportation of floor covering goods.
One of the issues that while I'm down here with StarNet amongst the members that I'm running into, we've talked about the labor costs for several years. It continues to be a problem, but now there's a new expense item that's becoming more of an issue, and it's increasing freight costs. So you said you could help explain to our listeners a little bit about what's going on there, because certainly a little bit of it is what we're seeing as far as the price of oil and going back up around $80 a barrel, and so that affects the price of diesel fuel at the pump. But it's more than that. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it, if you would?
Yeah, there's several things, somewhat of a perfect storm, if you will, that has challenged our industry, and it's been predicted and talked about for a couple of years now, but it's really starting to come to fruition and almost being magnified by many of the great things that are going on in the economy. So, you know, there was an ELD mandate, a regulation by the government that went into place in December of last year that basically required electronic logging, you know, in all tractors, you know, mandated by the government. Sounds like not a big deal. It's certainly a good thing. It's a safety thing. Our trucks have already had electronic logging devices on them for quite a while now. But there is a population of the driving community that, you know, a lot of owner-operators and smaller companies that did not have that technology in their trucks, that it's now changed the game. So some of those folks are out of the game, or it has restricted those folks, and so we've seen a tightening in capacity. Another thing that happened kind of just before that, of course, we had the hurricanes. And the hurricane recovery and what happens many times, if you'll read up on it, is it really wreaks havoc on the flow of transportation as capacity starts to race down to that area to help them recover. And it really throws an imbalance out there and really drives things up from a cost perspective. There's only a certain amount of capacity, you know, that you have in the trucking business. And as that starts to be shifted and you have a shortage of drivers out there on top of it, it just is a compounding impact. Couple of other quick things, you know, that are also creating challenges. Of course, you know, driver wages are going up. They constantly are going up because of the shortage issue. You know, a lot of people don't realize, but in our business, we face the same thing that, you know, the floor covering industry is facing with installers. You know, many of our drivers are aging out of the business, and we don't have enough new, younger folks coming into the business. And that's, you know, for the trucking industry in general. And so it's created a lot of pressure. You know, rates and wages for those drivers have gone up, continue to go up, and trying to find those drivers has been more and more challenging, which just puts more tightening on the capacity.
Daryl, let's go back to these ELDs for just a minute. So basically what you're telling me is that this really hasn't changed your operation as much, but it has altered the availability of the labor base when it comes to who's able to take care of the demand with all of the trucks that are out there, right?
Correct. No, that's a great way of putting it. It's basically taken some of the available capacity out of the industry, which then tightens the industry even further and just creates more of a shortage of availability of trucks and long and short. You know, that's been talked about for, quite frankly, several months and years now. It's just now starting to happen. But what happened in conjunction with it, like I said, the hurricane recovery was right before that. And then, of course, we've got this robust economy right now that is really driving the transportation of goods up at the same time. So you have more freight, less drivers, bad combination.
And then the increasing price of diesel fuel. Help me quantify exactly how much diesel fuel has gone up in the last year.
Yeah, so then the diesel line has gone up right at about 20% up from last year. So, I mean, those are also rising costs that people are seeing in the business.
All right, while I have you, Daryl, tell us a little bit around what services Express Global offers to the flooring business.
We have several different verticals, you know, that we offer. I mean, the predominant one is the LTL shipping that we handle for our customers, but we also have warehousing that we offer, storing goods for customers in various warehouse locations across the country. that we can then put out for local distribution if and when they're ready. We also have a truckload brokerage group where we, you know, can also broker truckload rates for folks that have full truckload shipments. So that's a booming business for us right now as folks have large volumes to ship. We also have the capability for reverse logistics. So we do a lot of, you know, the freight goes out, but we have a lot of opportunities where sometimes, you know, especially the large mills, have freight coming back for one reason or another. And we have a great program kind of set up and established to be able to handle that as well.
All right, Darrell, appreciate you spending time with us and giving us a better understanding of why these freight costs are going up. Again, been talking to Darrell Harris, the CEO with Express Global Systems, an LTL trucking firm that specializes in flooring transportation. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.